بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we start a new chapter. باب استحباب المصافحة عند اللقاء وبشاشته الوجه وبشاشة الوجه وتقبيل يد الرجل الصالح وتقبيل ولده شفقة ومعانقة القادم من سفر وكراهية الانحناء. The chapter on the desirability of shaking hands when meeting, having a cheerful countenance, kissing the hand of a pious man, kissing one's child out of compassion, embracing one who arrives from a journey, and the dislike of bowing down for someone, in other words, bowing down for someone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the chapter is teaching us practical, beautiful things, the desirability, in other words, the preferability being mustahab, to shake hands when meeting, to have a cheerful countenance, to be smiling all the time, and to kiss the hand of a pious man, kissing one's child out of compassion. As we go on, we'll see different ahadith, how much of compassion and love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. People today complain that they're finding it very difficult to teach their children, to discipline the children, to bring up the children. Like that, you find even educators and teachers complaining. So once one alim was asked, Tell us, how do we teach and we bring up and we educate children? So he says, from what I'm noticing today, there's a lot of knowledge and there's a lot of skills also of teaching. But one ingredient is missing, and that is the ingredient of compassion and love. When that compassion and love is shown to those children, to those kids, they'll automatically take to the person that is teaching them. Therefore you find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that all the children would take to him, the young would take to him, the old would take to him, the amount of compassion and love that he would show them. And not only he showed them, today we are reading the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam describing the practical compassion, love, cheer, smile, demonstration of shaking hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the last part, embracing one who arrives from a journey. Generally we got a habit when a person is leaving, then what we do is we embrace the person. Person comes back, then very seldom people embrace him. But the actual sunnah is when a person is returning from the journey, at that time we embrace him. When he's leaving on a journey, then we give him du'as. Then there's nasihat that is given at that time. But when a person is returning, that's actually when we're supposed to be embracing the person. And the last part of it is dislike of bowing down. You'll find, maybe not so common in our culture, but in India and other places, that out of respect, the person shakes the hand and he goes down like that. Shakes the hand and he goes down. This is something that is completely disliked in Islam. The only person, the only being that we bow down for is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't even change our condition of bowing, etc., for the judge in the court, nor for any person out of the court. This is exclusive for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith, عن أبي الخطاب قتادة قال رحمة الله عليه قال قلت لأنس رضي الله عنه أكانت المصافحة في أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال نعم رواه البخاري. حضرت أبو الخطاب قتادة رحمة الله عليه said that I asked حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه that did the Sahaba of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم shake hands. He replied yes. So today we'll just do the etiquette and tomorrow we'll continue with the ahadith of shaking hands. But the etiquette of shaking hands, firstly, is with two hands. Two hands. Person shakes with two hands. Nowadays, you find it's the culture that sometimes the person only takes out one hand. Sometimes it goes even further. Person don't want to give the hand, they want to give the fist. And sometimes it's the elbow, and then sometimes it's the shoe. But the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to give two hands. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, under his Babul Musafaha, the chapter on shaking of hands, he brought specifically this, Al-Aqdu Bil-Yadain, that the person takes two hands and he meets the person with two hands. You find that those people that are Ahlul Hadith, those Salafis, that generally they oppose, they object with anybody shaking with two hands. They deliberately give one hand and they quote this Hadith of Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Under this chapter of shaking with two hands, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi specifically brought this Hadith of Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Anyway, in the Hadith of Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he says, "Kaffi bayna kaffay Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam." Kaffi means my one palm was between the two palms of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So those that are Ahlul Hadith, the Salafi, they say, look, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is saying, my one palm was between the two palms of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore he shook with one hand, and therefore we must shake with one hand. This is the sunnah. So answer is very, very easy. On one occasion, Hazrat Mullah Khalil Ahmad Saran Puri rahmatullah, he was the sheikh of Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi. So he went to one place, and a person was Ahlul Hadith came to greet him, and he gave him one hand. So Hazrat gave both his hands. So this person quoted the same hadith, this common hadith that is quoted of Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that kaffi bayna kaffi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my one palm, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud is saying, my one palm was between the two palms of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Mullah Khalil Ahmad Salam Puri rahmatullah alayhi told him that, look, what was the action of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Was it two palms or was it one palm? Who is following the sunnah? Are we following the sunnah or are you following the sunnah? My one palm was between both the palms of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam means the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam shook with two hands. So who should we be following? Then they give explanation for the action and for the hadith that Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is saying. He's saying, they say, ulama explain that it's impossible that Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have taken out two hands and Abdullah bin Mas'ud would have just taken out one hand. In this respect for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is putting two hands, he would have put two hands. And why did he say my one palm was between both the palms of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Because when you shake hands, even with two hands, that each person's palm is going to be between the palms of the other person. So one palm is going to be between two palms. That will always happen when you're shaking hands. So that was the description he was giving. Or the other reason ulama explained is that he was out of respect and awe, that I was so fortunate that my palm was between both the palms of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when he's explaining out of joy and happiness and respect that my hand was between the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In that manner, in that fashion, he was explaining. So therefore, it is very we have to be very careful how we take hadith. Sometimes a person just looks at the hadith and he thinks it to be sunnah, and then he starts promoting it as sunnah, whereas the sunnah is actually what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has done and shaken with two hands. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi also has brought the action of Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi. He was shaking the hand of another great muhaddis, and in the chapter he explains that he shook hands with two hands. So this is what we have to do, shake hands with two hands. And sometimes people go up and down and sideways. That is not sunnah. Sunnah is to shake hands. It doesn't mean that you didn't press the person's hand very hard and you didn't go up and down and then kiss your foot in the heart. That is, sunnah is to take two hands and to clasp the hands of the brother that we're meeting. So this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah give us tawfiq of following the sunnah completely. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanaka allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.